Today I have a story for you. It is a story of a man's life, his failures, his successes, his career, and most importantly, it's about his dreams. Welcome to a podcast about wanting to work for Gimlet Media. I'm your host, Christopher B. Meyer. And well, that man, it's me, Chris B. Meyer. Although at that time, I was known as B-Money. First and foremost, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to check this out. It really means the world to me. And know that every single week, I tune into you guys over there at Gimlet Media. My all-time favorite shows are Reply All and Startup. I recommend these shows to everyone. In fact, I love Gimlet and their shows so much that I would do almost anything to work there. Whether it's actually working on one of the shows or even just freelancing some ad spots. And well, this desire to work there, well, it really began when I was 13 years old. And yes, I realized Gimlet wasn't around then. But here's how it started. Similar to Gimlet, I had discovered and fallen in love with this radio show. The beat is like fresh, we give it to you all, 100% hip-hop. Yes, the beat is like fresh, we give it to you all, 100% hip-hop. Yo, what's up, this is Cool Key, checking out KVCU, the Black Elvis, the political one. Whether you like it or not, Black Elvis.
Yes, yes, y'all. Basementalism. Welcome to the show, everybody, and a good afternoon to you all. It is 5 minutes past four, and you are listening to Basementalism, your weekly Saturday hip-hop programming.
That's the voice of Christian Arcand, now of ESPN New Hampshire Radio. But back then, he was the host of Basementalism, and known as...
My name is Judge, alongside the mighty DJ Thought was cracking, man.
Howdy, Judgmental.
What's good, man? What's good this week?
Nothing much. Just Brand Nubians on my mind.
Basementalism was a weekly hip-hop radio program that aired on KVCU Radio 1190 out of Boulder. In fact, it's still on the air to this day. This program was unlike anything I'd ever heard, though. I instantly fell in love with it. Not only did they play the music I liked, but the show was really, really well produced. It actually had a format with interesting, relevant interviews and really good artists. I tuned in religiously. This is how I learned about new records. I loved hearing the DJ's mix, and scratch, and the hosts, and the interviews. I just loved it all. I used to sit there listening, just dreaming that one day I could be a guest DJ on the show. Well, fast forward 10 years later.
An interview today with Sadat X. This was conducted and produced, actually. This interview was conducted and produced by our own B-Money, who is right now going to charge his phone. Because he's got a number in the phone that we need to call to do another interview we're doing today with the one and only Mr. Jay Medeiros, who today has been banned from MTV.
Oh, man. That sucks.
They're not playing his video. However, my question is, when does MTV even play videos?
Not only did I find myself as a guest DJ, but I actually found myself producing and co-hosting that very same show that I'd grown up listening to. It seemed somehow my dreams just kept on getting bigger and bigger. But at the same time, they just kept getting fulfilled, one after another, which really inspired me to work harder and dream bigger. Fast forward another 10 years, and I find myself on tour DJing for many of the same artists whose posters I used to hang up on my wall. Well, now I have another dream, and that dream, it's to work at Gimlet. I won't take up too much of your time, and that's enough about me for now, but if you want the rest of my story, feel free to snoop around chrisbmeyer.com, BEHM-MEYER, or djbmoney.com. There you can find my phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, Instagram, work samples, music, resume. I think you get the idea. But in order for there to be a next episode, I need to hear from you. That's right, from you. So let's talk at BMoneyism or Chris at DJBMoney.com. Again, you can find me on the website, DJBMoney.com as well. This week's episode was produced, edited, and written by Christopher Biemeyer. You heard excerpts from KVCU Radio 1190's Bass Minimalism program. And the theme music comes from the not-so-mysterious DJ B-Money.